by Michelle on time for a daily market wrap this Friday, April 12, 2024. Equities in Asia traded mixed on Friday, getting a little bit of support from the tech-driven rally on Wall Street. But not for Philippine shares. The PSE index continued to slip, now on a seven-day losing streak.
I think the market has slowly been coming to terms, though, first with the declining probabilities of early and big cuts in rates. Somehow, PH growth targets are still neutral at worst, no? For the U.S., the strong economy continues to surprise, which is actually the biggest contributor of the reduced expectation for lower rates this year. So if what we see in the PSEI, no, is of any clue, I think it is the market possibly telling us that it is discounting these factors already. Although we don't know yet how far it, this discounting would go, no, especially lower for the PSEI. But I think this is the market already telling us that these factors concern us. So maybe you wait, no, maybe you wait for this concern to pan out, no, and then maybe we can see the fundamentals more clear in the coming days or weeks.
In corporate stories, Visman developer Cebulan Master successfully raised 4.3 billion pesos from selling preferred shares and oversubscription option shares during its follow-on offer. Proceeds will be used for the company's expansion plans and project developments, while a portion will also be used for general corporate purposes. In earnings, Andretense Global Estate Resorts, or Jerry, posts a modest 3% growth in net income attributable to parent of 1.8 billion pesos as consolidated revenues grew 14% to 8.3 billion during the full year of 2023. The integrated tourism and township builder sites, strong real estate sales, hotel and leasing operations. To date, Jerry has 9 tourism estates and integrated lifestyle communities across the country, covering more than 3,300 hectares of land, including Twin Lakes in Batangas, Southwood City in Laguna, and Alabang West in Las Piñas City. In other news, Dominion Holdings, formerly BDO Leasing and Finance, posts full-year 2023 profit of 277.3 million pesos. That's 4 times what it made in 2022, primarily due to larger investment income with a rebalancing of its portfolio towards higher-yielding placements and debt securities. And finally, Ayala Corporation is fully redeeming 4 billion pesos worth of Series A bonds due in May. The bonds will be redeemed in cash of the redemption price set at 100% of the issue price, plus all accrued and unpaid interest based on a coupon rate of 3.0260% per annum. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.